is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
It is September 30th, 2021. This is Geeks Next Door, episode number 282. This is a palindrome, which is pretty sweet. Dave, what's happening tonight, buddies?
What's going
what's
on?
What's up?
Dave, show again.
Hey, I'm here. I'm here too, you son of a bitch.
Well, you're always here.
It's true. Yeah, what are you guys doing? How you feeling?
Good. Ben, how are you?
Okay.
You okay?
Yeah.
I'm exhausted. I'll just call me exhausted. That works.
Exhausted? Yeah.
Yeah.
From getting back and trying to do everything, or what?
Pretty much. Trying to get back in the swing of things. Starting my new job this week. And still getting pulled into my old job. So that's...
That doesn't make any sense. It's your two jobs. You should get two wages.
I'll take that.
Sure. He's doing the trains... Like he's slowly, you know, going from one to the other. Because they won't let you just stop doing one.
Oh, no, no. God forbid if I, you know, drop what I was doing ahead of time and give it to someone else. No, you got to finish that out.
That's not been my experience at my work, but I'm glad it is at your work. So.
Sweet. So I was, Disney was fun. And all those things?
Disney was a blast.
Yeah.
You know, it's so... I will say that it's a lot nicer when they have these COVID controls and, like, they have, like, hardly anybody being allowed in. And so you have a lot of room to be able to walk around. You know, you're not waiting in line for more than 35 minutes for a ride. You know, it was hot this time of year. That was for sure.
Yeah.
And you're sweating by... I mean, you get to the park at 8, you're sweating by 8:45. You know, but, you know, we had a pool to go back to, so that was kind of nice.
But you got there at 8? Why'd you get there so late?
Parks didn't open till 9.
Yeah, and I'm sure that with the limited capacity, you don't have to get there as early as we did when we were like, what time's the park open? 9? We should probably get there about 6. Let's do that.
Well, and for, you know, they got rid of the queue for Rise of the Resistance the day after we went. So we had the last day for that virtual queue. Well, they changed it. You no longer need to be in the park to do the virtual queue. You can do it as the day of, as right away at 7 a.m. So our little planner person at 7 o'clock Navy time was at, you know, at the house on her phone smashing the button and... All right, we're in. We're group 64.
I don't know how I feel about that. Do you have to have tickets to do that, or can some douchebag just be like...
No, you still have to have a ticket and a reservation on your card.
All right, I still don't know how I feel about that, because you should have to suffer like we did and get there at 6 in the morning.
That's well, they don't do it anymore. So, now you have to stay in line with everybody else and hope that the ride doesn't break down. So.
Yeah. It was real fun. Like, anticipation was super fun of trying to build up, I think.
Well, and you had everybody around you, too, right? So
you're
all doing it, and then you can hear the cheers of everybody, and then you can hear the exasperation of the others that could not get in. It's like, all right, well, try again at 1 o'clock. See you.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. Glad you got in. Glad you got to do everything.
Yep.
The hardest part is they were running out of stuff, like toys and stuff like that, that are stuck overseas that they can't get in because of the pandemic. So the boys are really looking forward to buying their own Banshee toy that goes up on their shoulder. It's animatronic that they can control the remote for, you know, Pandora and Rise of the Avatar and all that. Not Rise, Flight of the Avatar. And they're sold out. They've been out of them for 2 months and they don't know when they're ever going to get them back in. So it's like, oh, the one thing the boys wanted, great.
That's yeah, well, they need more money, so they should get some sooner.
I don't know. How was you guys' week last week?
It was fun. It's like what we played the first time we played Flatline. Flatline was real fun. I thought that game was very fun. And then I like playing it on Tuesday again. I thought it was fun with the. It added a whole level of bit of tension with the adding a time limit on it.
Yeah, Ryan's like though. It was right. It doesn't make it so you can relax and play a game. You just have to go hard, kind of thing.
Right. Yes.
But still fun.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I like the urgency, and then you throw in the dimension that I like to always roll numbers that you don't want to see. So don't roll a 4, Dave. Well, here's 2. There you go.
2 4s. Good job. Good job. Good job.
Yep. Other than that, nothing else happened. The week was normal. Everything was great. Beautiful weather. That's what mattered. Thought we're going to get rained on today. We haven't got rained on yet.
I know. It rained for like 8-9 minutes, and it wasn't very hard or anything, and then it was done. And now it looks like it's going to... Well, last time I looked, it looked like it was going to try to rain at like tomorrow morning at like 5 in the morning. Start.
Well, we didn't get any over here.
Right.
All right. Well, what's going on in the world that's interesting? Go ahead.
I need my like Lego update, dude. You got no Lego updates?
Not really. I almost got. There's one of those things. You know, every now and then you see those Facebook ads. It's like ridiculously cheap, and ridiculously. You could, like, I saw it at the beginning of the about 2 years ago. I saw one for weights. I was like, you get a full 45-pound barbell. You get a full weights, full set. It's like $88. I'm like, that doesn't seem right. And they had one. They had one for Lego on a. It's a Facebook ad. It's like, you get this, this, and this for $100. I'm like, that's like 20% of the market price. That doesn't make any. But our business our warehouse is going out of business, and we got to sell all this stuff and. You click on it, it seems really sketchy. You're like, I'm not ordering from these guys. So, it's too bad because it gets you excited. You're like, oh, I could order that, it'd be great. But then you don't. So, yeah.
Give us $5 and we'll give you this large, mysterious box. Look what you can get out of it. Look, a whole PC. Now, here's your little screwdriver.
You got a screwdriver out of a box?
Yeah, a little screwdriver set.
Huh. So that's we're just building stuff. I need more storage, so I'm working on that.
Right. So this guy, I put a link up there. Basically, he does a bunch of stuff. He makes stuff. He's like, hey, let's make stuff, right? And it's like, he made a. So he's an engineer by trade, but he made a Lego sorting system. Basically, it's a multi-tiered system, so you just dump them in top, and it kind of breaks them down into bigger pieces, medium pieces, smaller pieces. So it doesn't, like, sort them instantly, but it like, helps you dig out the small pieces or whatever, and then you can sort them. It's pretty interesting.
Let me take a look at this. I bet it's crap.
God. Never happy this guy.
I'm just assuming it doesn't meet my sorting standards, that's all. I'm happy he did something, but, you know, he should have tried harder. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Let me see. He's wearing the proper shirt. Brickhead. What the fuck's a brickhead? Jesus Christ. Brickhead is a thing that Lego makes. All right, I see it. It's like a... It's kind of like a Plinko thing, but not quite.
Yes.
And yes. Is there a front to it? There should be a front to it.
Well, he's just showing you what it looks like. Basically, it's a front that comes off. That's so you could see it. Stuff like that. And it's basically just limiting the base sorting part where you break it down into larger, medium, and small pieces.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna say I don't think this is useful for me.
Well, yes, I don't think it is useful for everyone. There are very few people I think would actually be useful.
But what I'm saying is, if there's anybody that would be useful for, I think it would be me. But I don't.
Sure.
No, I mean it's. Good job, whatever your guy's name is, but I think you should do better. What's this guy's name?
I can't remember what his name is.
All right. Oh, whatever.
The next iteration needs to sort by color. Come on, that's what we really want.
Color's hard, but you know, color's good. I just care about use. So I'm sorry. This sucks. I mean, I appreciate bringing it to my attention, but it sucks. But what did not suck was, did you guys watch What If this week? Eh?
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck was going on there? Now, I have a small gripe, and I want you guys to listen to my gripe and talk about it.
Gripe or grape?
Gripe and grape. I always told these were standalone anthology series, and it does not seem to be the case anymore.
Nope.
Well, because it's fucking... That's the best part, is it's throwing a fucking wrench into it. It's all like, hey, they should be, but actually, everything's connected.
I mean, this is so... It has to be connected to Phase 4, right? I mean,
yeah.
It just has to lead to something with Doctor Strange and the multiverse.
Why?
Because it's got the multiverse. I mean, this is all multiverse. This is all... The fact that this episode ends with, how should we say, corrupted evil Doctor Strange, needing to probably escape his multiverse prison in order to save the multiverse, just rings movie to me.
So, also, too, I think, like, at the beginning credits, if you watch the credits, it's pieces of glass that are all broken flying through. It's basically, are they showing us the end of the multiverse? Because he was basically, Uatu is basically hanging out in his whatever mirror dimension, mirror realm, which they kind of talk about. They said, they call it the mirror realm in Doctor Strange. It's like, is that basically, you know, they could connect it there. But are the credits showing us the end where it's like the universe is broken, basically? Because... or whatever, Infinity Ultron, I don't know what else to call him, Infinity Ultron, I think he seems to be an unbeatable adversary. Like, one of those adversaries where you don't beat him, you just trap him somewhere. Because I don't see how you can beat him.
Can't you just bring him to the fucking Time Bureau and he's just a robot and you punch him in the face and he's no longer a robot?
But he's still a fucking robot.
Big deal. They got fucking guys with clubs and stuff.
But if you push him through the robot thing, does he disintegrate?
Maybe. He doesn't have a soul. I don't know.
His, he's kind of defying the Loki logic, though. He's got Infinity Stones and going to different universes and still using them and shit.
So, I've thought about that as well, too. It's like, are the Infinity Stones just worthless in the TVA?
Yeah, I think so.
Right. Because then the logic would still hold. That, like, they're only useless in the TVA.
Sure, not what they said, right? They said they're not good. They only work in their universe or something, right?
They don't work here because magic doesn't work here, or something like that, right?
I thought they said something about they only work in the universe they're from.
That is me saying it too.
No, I thought that was what they said.
Okay, because that was me in the comics. The comics way say that they only work in this universe, and they've never actually said that in the MCU, which is fine. Dude, if you make your own rules, that's cool. I'm okay with that.
Huh. Okay. I guess where we said something about it. But anyways, I don't know. At one point, they're going to do it. They're going to paint themselves into a corner accidentally. They're going to be like, ooh, what did we say in that thing? We meant something. Doctor Strange did it. Don't worry about it.
They just rewrite it. I mean...
Yeah, and they do that in comics all the time, but it's fucking cool. But, man, if that wasn't the biggest Galactus, like, attempt at, like, visual version of a Galactus without being Galactus... It's like he was like, why would Ultron try be eating a universe? Why would he be doing that?
Why would he do that?
It doesn't matter.
Even his helmet opened up to have the shape of Galactus.
Yes.
I did like he was trying to eat the universe.
I know. I'm like, why? Why would he do
or
that?
Or the galaxy. He's like, I'm going to eat this galaxy over here. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I like Thanos showing up and he going like, fascinating. and just slices him in half. And I'm like, yeah, because he doesn't need the fucking monologue. He doesn't need to do that stuff. He just pure unadulterated, like, ah, it's something alive. Cut that guy in half.
Well, and then the most powerful superhero, Captain Marvel, shows up, and nope. You know, I thought for sure, oh, I'm going to drive him to the center of the planet. He's going to disintegrate. Nope. No, damn it.
Uatu, when he powered up, and he's like, you don't know the level of my will. He got like fucking armor on and shit. He's taking blasts.
Yeah, it was interesting.
I do like that he just used them to shoot blasts. He didn't really do anything to like warp reality. He punched people through galaxy or through multiverses and stuff, but
every time, like, every time he got hit, he went to a different multiverse or universe.
Right.
new universe.
this was episode 8. What do we have? 2 more? Was it a 10? The 10 episode?
I don't know. No idea. I did like that he went and hid in like the one of the few places that he knew they probably couldn't be followed, is like this little bubble universe that I'm gonna go hide in this bubble universe.
I thought it was fun too. It's like, no, I need to hear you say it. You know, does this mean you're gonna actually get involved? No, I need to hear you say it.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. He took an oath, damn it.
Yeah, so he took an oath, right? But then he kept fucking talking. If a guy hears you who shouldn't be able to hear you, and he goes like, huh? What was that? And then you keep talking, and then he turns around and fucking busts into the glass. Stop fucking talking.
Yeah, but he didn't expect it. It's like, it's something so unexpected. It's like, I don't know, you're like, there's an ant outside my door. I'm going to shut the door and be like, there, now the ant's fine. You don't expect the ant to bust down that door and be like, I'm fucking here.
So if he heard him because he had all the Infinity Stones and he was all this powerful, well, why didn't in other universes that happen?
Maybe he just doesn't care. Like Thanos, what the fuck? Thanos don't care. Thanos is also not ultra observant either. He's not like Doctor Strange is like super observant and stuff like that. So is Ultron. These are very like.
Well, I assumed it was because he had destroyed all life in the universe. So like,
and he could hear it.
There's no sound. There's no background. And then all of a sudden you hear something. You're like, holy shit! What the fuck was that? Yeah, because that was sad. I don't watch people die. Hey, let's watch all your favorite superheroes die again, this time at a large scale. Except for the only two that matter. Now the only one that matters. Fucking Natasha running around doing something. Yeah, it was a good episode, but it asked a lot of questions.
Oh, yeah. But that shot where Clint made his choice and turned and flipped back.
Yeah.
That shot was a hell of a shot, man. That was like, they made it look so epic and beautiful. Oh, I was like, that is a screensaver moment, Ryan.
Yeah.
And Ryan wasn't here to answer, so.
Yeah, just like how it mirrored Natasha's sacrifice, and it looks pretty much exactly like it.
Yeah, it was cool, man. Like, I don't know what to expect in any of these, so I'm very happy when I watch it and go like, wow, that was fucking at least interesting. Even if it wasn't like, I really liked it. It was like, oh, that was very interesting in that they did something like that.
Yeah, that one might warrant me going back and watching it. I haven't watched any of them over again, but there was a lot of stuff that happened. I mean, mostly just planets and worlds exploding, so, but still.
President Steve Rogers? Yeah.
Yeah, I do solemnly swear.
Yeah, that was good.
That's fucking cool, man, because guess what? Now you can literally be like, I'm the president. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go punch the president of a different country. You can do that because he's super strong.
I think you can do it now. There's ramifications.
Yeah, they're all kind of old and stuff.
But they're old and fragile. You're right.
Yeah. But, yeah, I liked it a lot. What else did I watch?
Did you start watching Visions yet?
Yeah, we're
Visions.
Yeah, four episodes.
Yeah, we talked about the first few. Did you watch them, Dave? Dave too?
I have watched them all.
Okay.
Of course you did.
Surprise, surprise. So I could talk about any of them.
Well, do they get better? Because I'm through three and I'm not interested in going right now. I'm not interested in following up anymore. Like, first one I loved. Second one I was like, eh. Third one I was like,
eh. Yeah, they're hit or miss. It, you know, being that they're all, I mean, they're all a different style of animation. They're all a different style of storytelling. They're all interconnectivity of any of these. So that there's nothing there. If you liked one, if the first one, which was the duel, I think there's a couple more that you'll probably like. But the others are just kind of in the background. So I know Adam was like, "Oh, I really liked the last one," and I didn't. I didn't like it at all. You know, there's only a couple of them that I really like. So.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure. Like, maybe I'll give one more chance, but, you know, there's just so much shit to watch. And I like that they're short, but.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. If I had to say which ones I liked, it was 1, 5, 7, and 8.
Ooh, 1, 5, 7, 8.
Yep. The others I just did not care about. Fifth is the number five is probably the longest at 23 minutes.
Oh, geez, it's a marathon.
Yeah.
Man.
Okay.
Yeah, Yep, we'll definitely see. Where did I see that? It's fucking good. Oh, yeah. We got the Boba Fett premiere date.
Is it around Christmas?
The 29th yeah, like of December.
The 29th of December.
New Year's. Basically New Year's. That makes sense.
Yeah, they're like, hey, guess what? You should stay home. Watch the show. It's pretty cool, huh?
You got like the day off probably. Don't worry about it. Just don't come in. I should take like the last week in December off. It's fun to just kind of do nothing.
I'm taking the last week of December off.
That seems like a thing I would do.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. All right. I'm assuming it's going to be.
Go ahead.
No, I'm assuming it's a weekly release.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And they did start filming Mandalorian season 3 today. So.
Okay.
That started. There's a rumor that Cara Dune is back. I don't know if you guys saw that.
I did not, but I'd be fine with that because I think people are dumb. We demand you get fired for saying something I don't agree with. Like, all right, let's move on. What else? Tell me what else about Star Wars universe.
Ooh, about Star Wars.
Yes. Tell me what else is in the Star Wars universe I should be excited about. Because right now, the only thing I'm excited about is The Mandalorian. Book of Boba Fett? I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
I know there's books, so lately, right?
No, I don't. You know me. I don't know how to read, so let's not talk about it.
I haven't started. I have the first book of the High Republic downloaded. I have not started it.
No. I said exciting. What's exciting? Is there exciting? Was there any exciting movies coming up? Is there an exciting plays? Somebody get like a Grammy or an Emmy or something? Or no. Nothing like that. Oh, that happened, right? We never talked about that. Did we ever talk about the thing where people didn't get anything? There was like some stupid award show and people were like, oh my god, they hate everything with superheroes. You know what I'm talking about?
No. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh,
basically, because it was the show, it was the Emmys, but it was basically just the Ted Lasso show. They're like, Ted Lasso's so fucking... Like, we watched it in kind of where watch little categories, whatever, fast forward. It was like, certain categories, they'd be like, and here are the five actors that are up for this. And it would be like, this guy from Ted Lasso. And they would all be from the same show. And it's just like... That just... Like, I just don't see how you could do it. How it would be like... They might be all good, but they're all like... If they're a small part of the show... Because, you know, there's five different actors, you know. it's not like, oh man, it was but weird.
Isn't there like a writing credit or something? Like, how do you not, did like WandaVision get a nod for writing credits or anything like that? I mean, that show was really good, and it feel, I didn't even know if it got nominated for anything, but trying to keep everything, it was just really well made, especially the first like six episodes or so. And I don't know if it got even nominated for anything. And that was just WandaVision. There was like other good stuff.
Yeah, because they got what did, I don't know if they won any. They no, they okay, they won in outstanding production.
The fuck is
outstanding
that?
Outstanding production design. So basically the design of production design. Blah blah blah. Outstanding fantasy / sci-fi costumes. So costumings.
So this is the categories that are not on the night that they air it.
Right. Yep. Yep. And then original music and lyrics.
And lyrics. The,
yes, for the song that was the, like the catchy song.
Oh,
that was in the
Jesus
one
Christ! Yeah. Are you kidding yep. me?
Nope. Other than that, they were nominated for 23 things and won 3 things.
Well, at least they got nominated. It's enough to be nominated, right?
Right. Yep. But yeah, that's.
What was that show called? The Emmys?
The Emmys, yeah.
Alright.
But yeah. So, speaking of, well, let's say we could see Dungeons and Dragons, which got me to Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel put on his Instagram thing that he has had basically another Pitch Black movie might be closer than you think. Oh, he's God, like, no. Dude, because he loves those so much. Like, the fact that he's got the rights to them because of whatever, Tokyo Drift. He's like, I'll be in Tokyo Drift, but you gotta give me my movies. And they're like, okay, fine.
Wait, I Pitch Black, I know. There's more?
Then there's Pitch Black, then there's Chronicles of Riddick.
I don't think I've even watched the Chronicles of Riddick.
Oh, they're good. They're like, so fun, dude.
They're better than Pitch Black.
Pitch Black like, was fun. Like, I enjoyed Pitch Black.
Yeah. Yeah. That thing is, I liked Pitch Black.
So.
And it was fun. So, Pitch Black, Chronicles okay. of Riddick.
So, those are all the same, then, like, storyline universe thing?
They're in the same universe with the same character. And then there's a standalone. Then there's Riddick, which is basically takes place after the Chronicles of Riddick. And then he wants to make one based on, like, his race, the race that he is in there, which is basically a Furian, which is basically, you know, they're all humans, but they're all different races of humans, like, who've evolved slightly different over time.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, so...
Well, I'll wait with bated breath, since I never saw the Chronicles or Riddick.
But, yes. They're, like, the big thing is they're just fun, because he takes them so seriously, you know. And that's the thing is I want my fantasy movies and my sci-fi movies to take themselves serious enough so they, within their universe, they're not like parodies, or, you know, they don't make fun of themselves, unless you're making that kind of a movie.
I'm assuming that
kind of like The Last Witch Hunter,
right?
I'm assuming that this is a, I think these are, is it on Netflix? Because I don't remember ever seeing these movies. Like, usually it'll pop up and say, hey, Chris, you like fucking weird shit with Vin Diesel. Do you want to watch The Chronicles of Riddick?
I wonder if it would be a Peacock thing.
It might be, because
who owns, is it NBC Universal or
I don't, Universal, yes. So okay. It is Universal.
And they for a long time, I don't know, they like hardly have anything on their shit, so
everything says premium subscription.
I have that. Let me take a look. Just cause, yeah, that, it makes sense if it's one of those companies that haven't really been out much or something.
So, but yes, it looks, it, like, I just like the fact that he is so, just so ridiculous about that stuff.
Hey, as long as he's having fun.
Yes. What else we got? Oh, we got The Orville, it will be back not till March, but it is done filming and all that stuff. So
I don't remember what happened last time, but I'm sure they'll like my avatar, my account avatar on Peacock is literally Vin Diesel, and they have not suggested the show to me. come on, guys, you're killing me.
Yeah, I'm excited for Orville. I think it'll be fun. I think that one left off with Kelly going through time or something like that.
Yes. Yep.
But
the first officer.
Why am I getting a call from Illinois at fucking 10:14 p.m.?
Spam call. Answer it.
Spam call.
Let's have some fun with them.
It says it's verified.
Also, so League of Legends has a show coming out on Netflix that follows Vi, and Vi is the older sister to Jinx in the lore, and it basically follows Vi trying to track down her sister. So it looks interesting. It's called Arcane, and that comes out November 9th.
Yeah, I remember looking at that. Okay. I'd probably watch that just to see what's going on.
Yeah, because, I mean, the lore is... That is probably... Like, I don't care about the programming of the game. I don't care about designing new characters, any of that stuff. Like, the lore seems the most fun. Like, if your job was to, like, make up lore for characters, I think that would be so much fun. To be like, okay... Because that world has everything. It's like fucking Eberron on crack. It's all like, what? You want fucking space? You want sci-fi weapons? Cool, you got that. You got swords? Got those too. Magic, cat people, fucking dog people? I don't care. Just make it up. It doesn't matter. It has literally everything. So.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I hope it's their cutscene quality instead of like super stupid anime quality. But we'll see. I can watch The Last Witch Hunter on Peacock, but I cannot watch The Chronicles.
Yeah.
The Last Witch Hunter got a 43% audience rating, which is not the highest in the world.
Dude, he literally says he's like a 13th level warlock in that.
He does brandish his sword in interesting ways, which is kind of fun. I watched it once a long time. I just don't remember it very well.
We went and saw that in the theater, I'm pretty sure.
But I can't watch The Riddick. This is why I have not seen him. They won't let me watch him.
No. They won't let me watch them.
All I want to do is watch The Riddick. You gotta pay for it on every single fucking I'm sorry, I'm not gonna pay $4 to watch you, Riddick. It's just not worth it to me. I got 16 streaming services. You can't fucking put it on one of those. Maybe he literally owns the rights and he won't give it to anybody.
I won't give it to anybody.
They'll pay for it.
instead of like the things to prove that you're not a robot, it's basically it puts scenes from Fast and the Furious movies and you have to put them to the movie that it goes into. And if you get them right, then you get to watch Last Witch Hunter and Riddick movies.
That'd be pretty sweet. That'd be awesome. Here it looks like you could do it on Showtime. Like, why the hell is it owned by Showtime? They don't even have an app, do they? They just got to buy Showtime as part of your cable collection.
Yes. No. I think you just have to buy
it. Oh, my God. Like, what year are we living in? 2018? Jesus Christ.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, they're introducing a new bundle for Showtime. Showtime and Paramount Plus bundle. What?
That sounds interesting.
Is Showtime part of Paramount? I don't think it is. They don't know what they're doing anymore. They're just thrown out in terms. I don't know. Netflix, Amazon collaboration app. Just do it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's going to have to hold off until it comes on one of my apps. Sorry.
Did you guys hear about this new series on Netflix called Squid Game?
I did. I did not watch it because I heard it was about people dying a lot.
So it's a suspense drama, TV thriller. It's Korean, and it's The premise is hundreds of cash-strapped players accept a strange invitation to compete in children's games. However, inside, a tempting prize awaits with deadly high stakes. Watching the trailer, like, the first game they play is Red Light, Green Light, with a giant robot as the person that turns around and does the red light thing. And, like, if you move on red light, it shoots you.
Sounds about right for Korea.
So, I might have to add it to my list. It's 10 episodes, but each episode's like an hour.
Great act. Oh, you didn't make it around. Sorry, you just die. You get smashed by a giant smasher.
I might have to add. Yeah, I think I'll add that one to my list just to try to check out. But another crazy thing, I got to talk about the CW.
Whoa, CW.
Were you Babylon 5 fans?
Babylon.
Yeah, dude.
Speaking of lore.
That is a fucking lore show.
Babylon 5 is steeped in the lore. I actually hated some of the characters, but the lore was fun.
So CW has revealed that it's going to do a from the ground up reboot of Babylon 5.
I'm on board. There's a lot of different.
Even if it's the CW?
Yeah, CW could do shit right. Are you kidding me? Because there's so much. The lore came about in that story in such a haphazard way. They didn't really know what they were doing. They were just trying to do their best. So if you did this in a good way and had a good writer that could put everything together properly, it would be really good. I don't know if that's going to happen, but, you know.
It's the original creator. He is going to be writing the new version. And it will focus on John Sheridan.
Okay.
Who is one of the original characters.
Anybody I know in the cast?
They have not cast anybody yet.
Okay, so this is still just an early thing.
Yep.
Okay.
And I bet you it was the money thing, because the original writer, J. Michael Straczynski, who was a comic writer for a long time, he wrote 92 of the 110 episodes.
Yeah. And to be honest, there's so much there that it's hard to make it seamless. Like, there's so many characters with, literally this ambassador's and this ambassador, their planets were at war for 50 years and there's genocide involved and shit like, how do we make that come out? And, you know, there's just a lot to it. but yeah, it could be good. I'd be in favor of trying it. Speaking of which, have you watched that any of the show on the words?
Foundation.
Yeah. The one that has a cool trailer.
It's really fucking good, dude. But like, it is like hard sci-fi. It is one where you have to go like, I'm not gonna do anything else. I'm just going to sit here and watch it, because if I do something else, I will miss something and the rest of this episode will be pretty confusing.
Sure.
Because, like, I watched the first episode and it was like, and they're long. They're like an hour and 8 minutes, which is weird. So it's like a little over an hour. So I watched the first episode and I was like, this is super good. So I started watching the second one. I was like kind of zoning out, getting kind of falling asleep. And then I was just like, all of a sudden I kind of snapped up and I'm like, fuck, I don't know what's going on. I gotta go back. I just gotta stop this episode and just watch it at the beginning again.
Yeah. Okay.
They do a good job of telling you what planet you're on and what year it is, which is pretty good, because it takes place over generations and different things happen and you're seeing it from multiple points of view, and so they do a good job of telling you where you are. But yes, there is a lot of characters as of now. There's like the first episode they introduced like probably like 15 characters and you're like,
who are you? What am I doing here? What's going on?
Right. And they're all interesting. They're all interesting characters, but I'm like, that's a lot of fucking characters to deal with.
Yeah. Got to keep them all separate and stuff.
Right. So, but it's really cool. And, but I have yet to watch Jon Stewart's show, which is on there now. So.
Yep, that's on my list.
The thing is, like, it's weird. You can watch that episode, But then you can't. The second episode doesn't come out for like 2 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah, it's okay. It basically says coming October 14th.
Hmm.
So I don't know. Like, maybe it's just like they had one done and were okay with it, or they weren't done yet. But you could also watch that, like the morning show. Tiffany really likes that show. Basically, it's the Matt Lauer thing, the Good Morning America thing, but done as a drama series. And Ryan loves fucking Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso's good. I like it.
Sounds like everybody loves it.
The Beastie Boys documentary is really good. For All Mankind was good.
Yeah, that's the other one. There's actually quite a few that I wouldn't mind watching, so...
Yeah, and I mean, that's Ronald D. Moore. That's Battlestar Galactica, you know, blood in there, so...
Yep, good times.
Good times.
Yeah, Apple's been... I mean, they have money, right?
Yeah.
But they've been putting it out. When does that Witcher show come back? Remember, that's a show.
Yep, December 17th.
Yep.
So that's pretty soon, too.
Yep.
I'm going to start, like, forgetting shows. It's going to happen. I'll be like, I used to watch that show, and I like that show, but I forgot that I can watch that show.
Right. Yes, because I agree. There's shows where I'm like, I want to watch it, but then I'll be like, not in the mood to watch it. And I'm like, and then all of a sudden, I'm like 2 weeks behind, 3 weeks behind. I'm like, fuck, that's 3 hours of shows I got to catch up on. Now I feel like, oh, I should just wait till the season's done, and then work it into. Yeah, trying to catch up after I've fallen behind is tough for me.
Yeah.
Babylon 5, that was good. What games have you been playing, man? Because I have really fallen down on the games lately, Chris. What have you been playing?
I've been playing... Hang on a second, I'm responding to a work text.
No. Work? Okay.
I haven't played any games lately. That's my biggest problem.
Oh, when did this happen? This just happened at 7:07 p.m. I guess Scarlett Johansson and Disney have thus come to their agreement on contracts. So
yes, I saw that. They didn't say what. I'm sure they
they're not going to say how much it is.
I know. Yeah. It's like, hey, this rich company gave this rich actress some more money. Now everybody's happier. It doesn't really impact you other than to say, yeah, everybody's happy now. We can do more things.
So I'm wondering if it was less about the actual money and more about that it affected the negotiations with Anthony and Joe Russo, the Endgame guys. And then Kevin Feige was he was said to be angry and embarrassed. And it was all like, I am worth a lot of money.
Yeah,
and you should make me happy.
Angry and embarrassed at what?
At the lawsuit. Like, it should have been a thing. It's basically, I don't think I think he cares about money. But not in the same way that Disney cares about money. Like, he seems to be like an artist. He's like, we got a lot of money. Fuck it, let's make people happy, and then people will make money. We'll make money because people are happy.
Yeah, take care of your own kind of thing. That's what listening to. I think it was the guy who directed Falcon Winter Soldier, or was it the guy who directed WandaVision? I don't remember, but I don't remember. But anyways, he said that was very critical of how they deal with creators. Because, the guy who created Winter Soldier, which was, 20 years ago, wasn't that long ago, they just send him a thank you note and $5,000. And it's like, how much money did you make off this character over all the movies? And you gave him $5,000 and a thank you note? And I guess that's kind of typical for comic book writers or creators, where they're like, yeah, you came up with him, but here's a small pittance. Come on, you can't throw him $1 million or some shit. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Right. Because, I mean, $1 million, when you're growing up, when someone said, $1 million, you're like, fuck, $1 million. $1 million ain't shit. When something makes $1 billion, you're like, that's That's 10 cents out of the dollar.
Yeah, but
that's like 1/10 of a cent.
If you're a comic book writer, you don't have to sell anything else to live the rest of your life on $1 million.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
so you can live comfortably for, yeah, exactly. So if they're making $1 billion, then they can, I think that was actually before Disney. That might have been, no, they were the same. It was Disney. Okay.
Yeah. Because, like, that stuff, like, it, like, that things, like, would make other comic creators and stuff like that happier, because they'd be like, they'd be more, I think they'd be more creative because they'd have to worry less, so they'd be able to create cool and interesting new things and stuff like that. If like, if they, they'd be like, ah, oh, we want to work with Marvel, we want to get the best because they are, they treat us so well.
So. Yep. Yep. I agree. And that's unfortunate, but I'm sure they'll figure out something. Yeah, I've been playing that Medieval Dynasties a lot. It's pretty fun. Yeah, I like it more if you got to like design your buildings instead of designing like a, you know how like 7 Days to Die you design the house or the bunker or whatever the fuck you're building.
Right. Yeah.
Here it's more about designing a village. So where are you gonna put the blacksmith? Where are you gonna put the houses? Where are you gonna put the farms and stuff like that? It's pretty fun though. It's interesting. My wife just had her first kid, thank God, but it took a long time. Now she takes 2 years off to raise the kid. She won't fucking go hunt for me for 2 years because she's got to raise a kid. It doesn't make it. I tell you. And I kind of go between that and that Legend of Keepers, which is just you protect treasures with monsters and spells from heroes who are trying to get them. Nice. It's fun. Just all turn-based kind of stuff. Yep. And then, of course, you know, the ones that I've always played.
Yeah, so New World came out? I just see that everywhere. What is it? It's an MMO, but what's it about?
Yeah, it's... I think they mislabeled it, because they labeled it like... What are the labels for it? I don't know if you can find the labels for it, but in Steam, it usually tells you the labels. It says like survival, MMO, blah blah blah, you know.
I'll look it up
too. This is the one from Amazon Games, right?
Yeah, massively multiplayer MMORPG adventure RPG.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's okay. Those make sense then. I watched a few people play it. It seems World of Warcraft. Seems like a new World of Warcraft with different, I think it looked like combat was a little bit more interactive rather than you actually have to parry rather than slash. It basically looked like World of Warcraft to me when I was watching people play it.
Okay.
I mean, it's different graphics, obviously, and it's different world and stuff, but I don't know. That doesn't appeal to me because I like my life and I don't want to play a massive MMOs right now. You know.
And it's no subscription either.
Right.
So that's some of the why people like it.
Yep.
Right.
But if you go... You watch people play it. It's just the chat is just full of how much does Jeff Bezos make? Bezos, where's Bezos as a character? I want to go kill King Bezos.
That's funny.
Yeah, it looks interesting. It actually gave me some ideas for just different types of RPG systems, like breaking shit down. You know, we're kind of talking about stuff, and I was just putting some stuff on paper just to see what it feels like. So that gave me some interesting ideas just watching it. I don't think I'll play it, but I'm excited that people get to.
I guess you can't be Jeff. You can't put Jeff Bezos as your name.
Well, right. Yeah, of course not. That's King Bezos. You can't. I would hope that he had the foresight to be like, let's put in golden keys. And when you find these golden keys, like, you son of a bitch, you know what you're doing. Like, yeah, but then you get, like, lifetime toilet paper or something. But Nick was really selling me on their, what do you call it, their virtual reality games they play. What was one Mickey brought up last week? He's like, oh, we play this almost every night. It's super fun. It's basically like Demio or something like that.
Demio. Yep. Yeah, I put a link up there. Yeah.
Yeah. So He's like, oh, it's so much fun. I haven't had this much fun in a long time. It's basically like it's hanging out with guys and doing stuff, and you get to see him. Like, that's cool. I know Ryan still hasn't brought our virtuality machine that we brought up 3 years ago. So.
No, he hasn't, has he?
That's okay.
But, yeah, I just like all those things are what you do on Tuesdays. Like, it's like you get to like hang out with people and yeah. stuff. Yeah, like, well, yeah. why don't you just hang out?
Well, imagine you could do it from your own home because you can't leave because it's a Thursday or a Friday or a Tuesday, Monday, and you can't go out because you have family and stuff. So it's just, I mean, instead of everyone goes to bed, sometimes people come down and talk. Sometimes they jump on and play games together. It makes sense to me. I mean, it's the same thing as playing a video game. But you're right. They could get a very similar thing if you were just playing together, but I don't know.
So how long, all right, just how long until we get the Black Mirror episode where Mickey goes in there and he's a chick, right? And then Nick goes in there and his dude and they fuck in virtual reality.
They do that now.
Right. Remember that episode where they're like, oh yeah. man, in the game they love each other, but one of them is a girl inside the game, so then it gets to do with like, it's all like Falcon's all like, I don't know, man, I feel uncomfortable with this, but I keep going back to it.
Yeah, Nick doesn't like when Mickey doesn't use a female voice when they're doing it, but he still tries. Okay. He's just not very good at it, you know. But they try.
Oh, man, that's pretty funny.
Let's see. In the world of my world, what else am I doing? Damn, not much, you know?
Right.
It's, oh, I got a quote for repairing the house. That's kind of cool.
Nice.
$900 to basically repair a block and put stucco on, which kind of sucks, but I hear that's a good price, so I guess I'm paying it.
It's a good price, good price.
Yeah. There's work again. All right, that makes no sense.
Doesn't make any sense. Sorry.
No. Said, hey, can you reset my password? I said, sure, I just reset it. You have to use this password, and then when you're done, go ahead and log into your email and do it. Okay, please. Wait, what the fuck does that mean? It's already please. Done.
Okay, please.
Oh, I don't, what does that I love where I work. It's my favorite.
Okay, please. Did you say okay, please? Yeah, okay, please.
It's supposed to rain okay. tomorrow?
It's supposed to rain in the morning.
Okay, yeah. That's cool. I have to get a fingerprints done tomorrow.
Yeah? Ooh. Why?
Yeah. Because I've been at my work for 9.5 years or something. And they found out through the last audit that they've been doing background checks wrong for the last 9.5 years or like 10 years. So everybody's got to go through a background check.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you guys really fucked up, huh? And to be fair, it was somebody who worked there 10 years ago who fucked up. So,
like, what do they need to background check you now? Because, like, they need to know something that that you did more than 10 years ago?
I think they basically just said, you did it wrong 10 years ago. You have to go and do it again. It's everybody in the whole agency. So just a little... yeah. That's where I work. Shit got fucked up 10 years ago, and we're still doing it the wrong way.
Crazy.
Yeah. Great place, though. Great place. I love it. It's my favorite.
Great place. Nice. Yeah, other than that.
Oh, how did Griffin's thing go? What was it?
It was fun. So basically, it was just a math thing at school. Yeah, so we went there and got to do a bunch of games. Basically, it's math as games, and it makes you want to do stuff. Ooh, here's the code for something. So you have to put colors in a certain order to decipher the code to unlock something. So it's like, okay, cool. Here's the code. It's like, it shows you what the colors are. You know, just mimic the colors and stuff like that to unlock the code and stuff like that. Or, weird estimating games. Like, you know, like, oh, cool. Here's a thing filled with a bunch of stuff. What do you estimate is in this? Because you know this takes up this space. Here's a thing that's, you know, this big, you know, kind of estimate to see, you know, to just put you into a math like thing, a math mindset. And it was fun, man. It was like,
that's cool.
It was, yeah, it was cool. I'm pretty sure that eventually he just won't want to hang out with us anymore because he's like, oh, I gotta go over there. So this is my friend.
You're like 2 years away, dude.
I know, that's gonna be great. It's like, that's my friends over there. I gotta go and talk to him. I'm like, okay, cool, man.
Yeah, the last, Leander, the last time I tried to talk about math concepts with Leander and Adonis.
Yeah.
Was when I was talking about, I was like, yeah, so, you know, physics allows for multiple infinities.
Yeah.
And so now Leander says the biggest number is infinity plus two. Because that's multiple infinities in his mind. Like,
yeah.
What about infinity plus three? He's like, no, it's infinity plus two. There's multiple infinities. I thought of something we should do. And I don't know. And I thought we should do to encourage our wives to occasionally listen to the podcast. Now, Dave, you get kind of a slight out, but not a full out. Okay?
Ooh, not a full out. Okay.
Not a full out. So here it is. I think we should think of one of the most interesting things that happened to both our wives and our children's, and also discuss that on the podcast from now on. And then somehow it'll go back to them and they'll be like, I heard Chris talking about you on the podcast, or I heard this about you. And they'll be like, wait, what? I better go back and listen to that. This is all in an elaborate attempt to get my wife to listen to the podcast for once in her life.
All right.
Yeah, I'll just get hit. Like, how dare you say that?
But I'll give you an example. Tomorrow, Amy gets to do improv for the first time in like forever, which she's pretty excited for. And we're going to bring the boys and they get to watch, which they're also excited for. See, that's not a bad thing. You could say something like, Hannah's up for going to the Renaissance Festival and dressing up. That's a cool thing, you know? I just gave you a free one this week. Yeah, I'll think of a new one next week, though. You'll still get hit. Why'd you tell everybody I said that? But yeah, you did say that.
That's the thought that's
been
in my head.
Now, everybody that listens to that podcast is going to know that I want to dress up the Renaissance Festival.
Right, everyone knows. People are going to know what I do. And I'm like, oh, they know what you do. Why would
Everyone's going to know that we're firing 30 people at the end of October since they won't get vaccinated. You know?
Oh, it's a lot of people.
Yeah.
It is a lot of people.
30%. Right. Well, that's my...
30%.
That's my theory anyways. So I think as the week goes by, think of something cool that your wife did or said or thought of. And your kids too, and just jot them down, and we'll bring them with us each week, and we'll see how long it takes before people are like, "I gotta listen because they're talking about me."
Right.
Telling you, it's gonna work. It's going to work, and if not, we'll talk about other people's wives. Did you hear what Amber said? Oh my god! And we'll just make shit up. Whoever doesn't come on the podcast, we can make shit up. That'd be great. Can't wait. Like, yeah.
Should make shit up. It's gonna be great.
I heard Amber said that Adam's dumb and he smells like cheese. Like, oh shit.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
He does smell like cheese.
Okay. Anything else, or are we good for the evening?
I'm good. Yeah.
Okay. Well, a little bit shorter this evening. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that. Sometimes going quick is good. Sometimes she says, hey, I just want you to get done. And then you just get done with the podcast and everybody's happy, right?
You're like, yeah. Yes.
All right. So we're gone for until next week when we start bringing Dave brings us the juicy wife tips or wife quotes for the week. And we'll be back and talk about those next week. GeekSexStarFTW@gmail.com. And everybody who's commented on the Spell Too Far series. Sorry, we haven't talked about them. Kind of waiting for a bigger audience, a bigger group to discuss the thing. So maybe we'll hit that all next week. So, all right, everyone have a good night. Bye.
Bye.